Yishalmi Shviyas Daf Chav Gimel. So we're continuing from the Gemara. Yesterday was the Mishnah to discuss about what you're allowed to do. If you want to go ahead and you have a quarry of stones on your field and you want to remove some of the stones. So the question is, that's Marasayan. It looks like you're doing it to level out the field on Shviyas. So the Mishnah gave certain criteria. It depends how much is exposed, stones is exposed, how large it is, how many rows you have, and if it's done in the field of your friend or your field, all these nafkaminas would be, and the Gemara is going to explain each one, would be a nafkamina, whether it would be permitted to take care of the, remove some of their stones and the rocks from your field without violating the kshash, the marasayin kshash, that you are preparing your field for shvias. So the Gemara was starting from the Gemara, four lines from the bottom of Chav Beis and Mabeis. So the Gemara explains, Hey Chavida, how do you have a situation where the Mishnah says that you're allowed to go ahead and take stones if you have three rows that are above the ground, that are exposed above the ground, and has a total of Esther Meshavet, 27 stones, you're allowed to go remove them. Because that shows that it's a large quarry and you're just taking it to take some of the stones away. It's a source of it's the place for a quarry where stones are removed, not for the field itself. Fekma Hekavita, how do you have a situation like this where you have three rows of, what's the Metzias that one wants to know? Well, if you have three rows that come out with so many stones, the rest is very simple. Tulas Zimnin Mitulas Tesha. You have three times three, which means each row is three stones long and three stones wide, and therefore each one produces, therefore, nine. Mela Tisha Zimnin Mitulas Tesha Nishva. You have nine times three rows, and each one produces nine stones. So nine times three is 27. That's where the Mishnah gets their number from, of where to be considered a quarry, or where to be considered something that you'd be able to do. The question we want to know, when is the halakha that we said that you're allowed to do this, even if you don't have that many stones above the ground? Is there a time that you're allowed to do that? So the Mishnah said yes, and then Bryce explains a little further what the Mishnah meant. Tell me a little Bryce. Maksav shebeinu leben kavero. Person has a maksav, a quarry, a place where stones are taken from, and it's spreads out from his property and his friend's property. Shebeinu leben kavero, between his property and between his friend's property. And his friends began to remove some of the stones even before Shvius Beheter. It wasn't in the Shvius year, the sixth year or the fifth year, he began to remove some of the stones. Then the halakha is mutter, he's allowed to go ahead and take away from his stones even in the year of Shvius, because since it's very clear to people that pass by that the neighbor that is covered, that it's all one big quarry, and his friend already removed some of the stones even before. So what it's telling us that you're doing, you're now removing your share of the stones to use to sell or to use to build. Mamela, it's nothing to do with the field. And you can see that by his friend, that the friend's stones are exposed and removed. Mamela, therefore, you'll be able to go ahead and take your own, from your own field, even though it does better the field at the end, but it's not the purpose of it. It's for, no one's going to think you're doing it for the field, per se, and therefore you're allowed to do it. Now, the question is, what about the halakha would be, says the Marafulda, if the neighbor did not remove the stones, if it was near. So they said that Pasuk said, so the Marafulda says, either a friend did it before Shvius, Shaisa Chelko Magula, Kafsayin Avonim, or his friends didn't do anything, but the stones is above his friend's field, 27 Avonim, as the Mishnah says, three rows of nine. Then Mutter Afshu Lechvetchalkiv, and he could even do a Lechatchila, even without, if his friend didn't take any stones, because clearly you see that it's a quarry, and it's a place where stones are made to take off, to use for the construction. So the foundations of buildings, and therefore, it's even if the friend didn't, the Bryce says, but even if he didn't do it, Behetta, says the Marfulda, but even if it's only, if it's that many that are exposed, it would also be permitted for him to go and to do it on Shir Shvius. Maisareka, however, if the, all of the, if there's reka, if it's empty, what does it mean if it's empty? It means that all of his friends, the part, the quarry, and his friends were taken away already before Shvius. His friend removed all the stones from his section on Shvius. Then it's also for this person to remove his stones for his half on Shvius. He can't do that again, because since then no one sees, the other part is already removed. The people who walk by don't see that there's a quarry that it was part of in his friend's property. And therefore they'll think that he's doing, removing the stones for the better from his field. Then he would not be allowed to go ahead and remove any stones from his field. Gemara continues with trying to extend the next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah talked about, you have a gedder, if you have a fence of 10 stones, then halakha is, and the stones are at least 10 tefachim high, halakha is you're allowed to remove them. So the Gemara wants to know, there's another Mishnah which talks about also the size of a fence, of a gate, and removing to Dilgabi Dina Tumah in the Mesechus Olos, And the question is it the same halakha there that we find over here? So Mishnah brings down this sugya. Tama terim, that's in the Mishnah, Masechas Olos. Haziz maybe a satuma b'chol shu. You have a ziz, you have a ledge over a doorway. And the so whatever is goes underneath that ledge, that's tuma, becomes matame. Its name is matame b'chol shu, which means you have a mace in the house. So of course, if something goes into the house, everything in the house is tame. It's tumas oval is usher. But talking about over here, where it's not, there's a mace in the house, but there's a ledge that stretches over the doorway. So that ledge, and if now yeah, a person went underneath, or something, truma, something that was tower, went underneath that ledge, the entranceway, Allah, it would be also be considered tame. The Ma'arifel explains, because again, since the extension that lives, ziz that you have, this extension, that goes, this ledge that goes from underneath the thing, the opening is part of the extension of the house, of the door frame, and merely, therefore, it would be matame, just like the house is matame, but oh well, so everything that goes underneath there would be matame as well. That's only if it's a ziz. However, gizra vaguvilis, but poseh tefak. You have a gizra, which again, the first one explained, that the it's a thing on top of the door frame, but it's not used to be a ledge. Rather, it's made, it's built out, but it's just used as a storage place where you keep things on top there. It's a place where people keep the things they don't need all the time. So it's stored there. So the question is, if a person walked under there, would that be considered, it was Torah, and would that be considered also an extension of the house to be considered Tameh, to be Tameh? So that depends. Since it's not extension of the doorway, extension of the house, it's only a storage place, then a gizra, a guvah, but per se a tefach. Those things are only considered tumay only if they're a tefach wide. If they're less than a tefach wide, it's not considered part of the doorway. And mele, therefore, would not be aser. However, if it's a tefach wide, then it has its own space. It's enough to be mitkame. Anything that's a tefach wide, it's continuation, and therefore would be considered matame. So the Gemara says, this is the halakha of the Mishnah there. And then we continue with the Gemara's explanation of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, we had halakha. It says that we said, Shu makabel nidbach mechaver, a person who goes ahead and makes a deal with his friend to go ahead and to make a makabel nidbach mechaver, to make a row of stones, and he didn't tell him how high it should be. Shu tovagasol abavad, you know, he made a thing, he hired him, a contractor, to please make me a wall of stones. He didn't say how high it should be. Mamela, it has to be at least 4 tvachim g'day makom. But this is the standard shear that we have. That would be a normal din, like a din of Rosh Hashanah. So we say the 4 tvachim is the din, that's k'day makom. That would be the requirement, that's normally the have to make him a sedemar fulda, tzarek leichav abba tvachim. You have to make at least 4 tvachim wide, because any normal wall, fence that you have, that's the minimum shear, is 4 tvachim wide. So therefore, even though you didn't explain, you didn't tell him the details, you didn't give him the measurements, now look, would have to be, go by the minimum, what people do, would have to be 4 tvachim. The Mishnah similarly says the same halakha as the Samaira. It's the same halakha as Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Why? Agave, what we said, aziz gives mixed tumah b'chol shu, begins to convey tumah even if it's in any size at all. It doesn't have to be a tefach because it's an extension of the house. It may look just like the house. Oh, you'll miss matame. This matame also, zishu, what if you have a ziz that's higher than the entrance of the 3 rows of a building stone, which is now 12 tefachim, because you have 4 on each one? It would be, what's the halakha there? Why did the Mishnah say that the measurement in rows have to be, limited bakim, the measurement in rows of stones has to be anyway to shear. Tell us a measurement. Tell us it has to be 12 tvachim, because each one has to be at least 4 tvachim. So 3 rows would be considered for a 12 tvachim. Midasadin. So what's the reason why it tells you that? Look, I already tell you that it has to be at least 4 tvachim high. That the halacha would be, when a person goes ahead and hires a contractor to make a wall for him, so the measurement, and he didn't explain what it is, Linyadina, says the Marafulda, Lagabi Din, Hikos Kos the Mishpad, that's what it have to be. A person would have obligated to build that. He can't say, I only had a mind to build 2 or 3. You know, or the guy could say, I want you to build 7. You can't do that, because Linyadina, it tells you when you build standard without specifying what it is, the normal size would be 4 tvachim wide. So therefore, Rechibra Hashal, he has the Kshayel, Elon Shira, are the measurements of stone in our Mishnah. That we have in our Mishnah, halacha in Shvius, of what's considered a wall, lagabe the din of being able to go ahead and take stones from it, is the same halacha as the din of the Mishnah over there in Olos, lagabe the din of what's considered a wall over there. You know, it says the Pnei Moshe explain, Kilayma im shir avonim amuska b'msisim kan. is the sheer ravonin that's mentioned in our Mishnah, lagabi the din of what you could consider taking or taking stones off the wall, is the same as the Mishnah Olos, the same halacha. So right, the Amaroyim, the Mashma, yes, but we have to see the halacha, the Mishnah's Mashma, they're way the same thing. So the Gemara says, Chizkiya by Yaakov by Abishim, Rabbi Yossi b'Kinyanei says, Ilan Shiyot Milna, it is the same. You're asking Kash if it's the same halacha, the Mishnah Olos is the same halacha as the Mishnah over here in Mishvias. So fake the Gemara, Hachai, Rabbi Shiyot, Gadda, Gadda, Shkai, Shabbat, Mechaz, Mechaz, Maksiv, here you say the measurement of fence is 10 Tvachim. Less than this, Gemara says the halacha of a mechsav, it has a halacha. If it's 10 tvachim, Gemara says if you have a fence that's 10 tvachim, then halacha is a din of a gader. If it's less than that, mechsav, the din of a quarry. But how do we call it? Over here, you say that you're saying that the halacha of a rose stone is 4 tvachim. So therefore, manan kaminim. What are we talking about? The 4 tvachim. What are we talking about? What's the shear of a fence in our Mishnah? Im shoyu shnei tvachim. If you're saying the fence would be that there are two rows of stones, nisnei shmona tvachim. Then we should learn the measure. It's not 8, not 4. But 8, because each row is 4 tefachim wide, so then if you have to have, the Mishnah is talking about a case, you have to have 2 rows to be considered a wall, a fence, then you have to have 8 tefachim, which is 8 tefachim. If you tell me the minimum is 3 rows of stones, this name, Shnei Matzachim, I learned 12 tefachim. So why does the Mishnah say that? So how can you say, how can you tell me, you want to say that the Mishnah Cheskyo, I mentioned the same Masechus Olos, over there was saying that Masechus Olos, the Kiddush was that the minimum fence is considered 4 tefachim wide, and yet over here we say, if that's the case, so why does the Mishnah would say 4 tefachim? The Mishnah would say very simple. If you're talking about that the 2 rows to make a fence, 2 rows of stones, then you'd have to have each one 4 tefachim wide, you have to have 8 tefachim wide. And if you're talking about you need 3 rows of stones to be considered a fence, the gabi the din of being allowed to take it on shvias without looking like you're taking that you make work in the field, but rather you're doing it taking it from a quarry, then you'd have to have 12 tefachim. So how could you say 4 tefachim? It can't be the same as our Mishnah. It's just it's a completely separate shear. It can't be the same halacha. What's Kiskyo saying? Our Mishnah is the same as there. So my answer is Rav Yossi. There is a shear. It is the same. When a person goes ahead and makes the wall and makes the different rows, you have to take off a chatzi tefach. You have to take off a half a tefach on one side for sisun mikan, for when you chisel, when you cut off. When you're putting the row and you have to chisel to make it even, you take off a half a tefach. And another half a tefach on each side. Each row itself, the same halakha. You take off. It would come out that the wall of 3 rows and folds only has a height of 10 tefachim. Why? Because that's the case of the Mishnah. In the Ekonomi, you normally have to have 4 tefachim wide. However, but you take off the tefachim because when you chisel it to make the stones sit on top of each other, that's not one wall you're building. You're building rows. To build rows, if you're building rows to make it into a thin quarry, to make it to enough where it's next to it, you can take stones to build from. So you have to build, in order to make be able to have one row on top of the other row, you have to chisel the end. You have to cut off the ends. And cut off the ends, you make it thinner, make it smaller. Therefore, it's not 12, but rather it'll be 10. And therefore, that's the halakha would be. Therefore, the enekonami would be the same shear that the. So that says the marfula to explain. You can't have one row of stones sitting on another row that should sit by itself equally and strongly, be fastened well. Unless sito matziko, you go in, you smooth out the ends, you chisel away the ends that the mamish they're one on top of the other, and therefore you have to give away a tefach on each side. So if you have 3 rows, the first 2 rows have to be chiseled off on each side, means a row on each one, and therefore now you have 3 rows. It's taka 10 tefachim. Why is it 10 tefachim? Because in a kanami, it's really 4 tefachim wide on each row. And that would be the same as the shear Masechus Olos. That's what Kiskeo says, the same halakha. However, the difference would be that since you have to chisel off one on each side, Mimela, therefore it would come out that it would be come out that you take off one on each side, so therefore it's 10, because the top row doesn't need to be chiseled out. So therefore it's taka 4 tefachim wide, but it's a total of 10 tefachim wide, because you have to chisel off the one tefach on each row, which is a total of 12 minus 2 is where you have to end up with 10. So that's the shear of the Mishnah is the same. Zok the Mishnah, Gemara says, if that's so, then let's see, pokus mikan, if you have less than this shear that we said, hey, don't look at the lamaksa. So if we said, if you have the shear of where you go into the ground, so therefore, if it's a shear of a fence, get there, you could take it. Or if you take less than that, it's a shear of a quarry, and you could take it from there. However, less than that, ain't a lo gadol lamaksa. If it's less than that, if it's smaller than that, then it's neither a fence, nor is it a quarry. Mamela, Allah would be, it'd be also to take from it. You can't take from it because it looks like you're it would be usher, because then it looks like that it would be considered usher to do. You wouldn't be able to take it from there. So the Mafula seems to explain that that would be the halacha. The halacha would be that it would be you without this size, you would not be able to take off, because then would be, unless you have the full three rows of nine stones in each one, which is 27, as the Mishnah gives the number. Otherwise, it would not be, look like people would not tell that you're taking off from a quarry, from a fence, and they'll think you're smoothing out the field. The Shvias, the Marasayim would be awesome. So the Gemara, the Melina Brisa, Amar Yudah. Remember when we said Halacha that we said Bisman Sheniskaven the Tikkun Sadeu. When a person intends to prepare his field for planting and it goes ahead, in other words, say that's your plan you're using to do that, even though you want to use the stones, but you're doing it to prepare the field. Ah, Vob Sheniskaven the Tikkun Sadeu. But you have no intention to remove to do anything for the field. Avil Yosemikan Mutter. If you're taking off more than that, all the stones itself is Mutter to do, because you don't even leaving a tefach on the ground will be fine. In other words, that halacha that we say that you can remove the stones. So the question is, when can you remove the stones? If you have two kavanas or one kavana. If your kavana is, of course, I'm taking the stone, I need the stones. But in doing so, you're also going to prepare to smooth the field. That when you're going to go ahead to shvius, you're going to go ahead and have a field that the stones are removed, be able to plow right away, and to plant and plow. Then halacha is you would have to leave at least a tefach there, to show that you're not doing it directly for the field. But if your plan is only for the thing, you're not doing anything to do with the field. The kavana is only to take the stones without anything to do with the field at all. Then avios mikam mutter. You got to go ahead and take anything all the way down to the ground. You don't have to worry about leaving a tefach. You could dig away all of it, because there's no svara to say that people are going to see you and think you're doing it for that purpose. And it would be would not be considered asur. For Yosemite can. It would be halacha, would be considered, they'd be allowed to do that. Even samach la'aretz, even less than a tefach, would be allowed to go. Gemara says, that's the halacha of the Tana Kama, the Mishnah. However, Shemay Gamliel. Imagine when we say the halacha of Isman, Skavan Tikkun Sadeu, where you didn't plant at all for the field. Skavan Tikkun Sadeu, Afilu Bokas Mikan Asur. Halacha is even less than the amount you can't take off, because we can't take any of the stones, we're afraid, because you're going to go ahead. And you can't take any of them, it's just because we're going to look like you think you're doing it in the field itself. In other words, it's like we punish you. It's a knas. Since Lamach, even though if you're not doing anything, you have in mind for the field, then you're not going to take off anything, even Samach L'Tefach. But if you have in mind also another intention, you have a dual intention. The second intention is talk about the betterment of the field. Chachamim say, Rabban say, you're allowed to go and take it over as long as you leave a tefach. But Rosh Hashanah Gamliel is saying, even anything is going to be yasser. You can't take anything at all, because it's going to be considered as if you're looking like you're doing the field, you're better in the field. That would be, even that could be considered yasser. Gemara says, Elim ken yesh lo makoko, unless there's some type of proof that you're doing it only for that, not for the field itself. Amar Bibi, Hare Rabbi Yossi don Daniel Lakula. Rabbi Yossi ruled the halakha this brisa with the Lagabi the Shita Lakula, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, not the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. And therefore, with Paskin, therefore, you're allowed to go ahead as long as you have a tefach in place. Halakha is, even if you have a second intention, it still can be considered good. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mar Fulda, the halakha Lakula, that would be, even if you have in mind for the field itself, like Rabbi Yehuda, that we Paskin Lakula, that you could take it down to the tefach before. Even if you have a dual intention, it would be fine. We're not worried about Marasayin. However, again, if you have no intention over the field, clearly just for the removing the stone, to use the stones for building, then the halakha is you let it go take down to the ground, Yudashita, even to the ground itself, you let it go down to the ground. We don't pass over Shimon Gamliel, who says that if you have any kavana for the field, we don't you take off any stones, we do not paskin like that, that Shita is l'chumra. That is the maskana. The way the promotion and Marful to learn the Gemara, the Rashi Misalua learns a little bit of a different opinion, but that's the way the Rav the Achronim learn the Gemara's Machlokes in the Mishnah and the Braisa and how we paskin. The Mishnah continues. Halakha taking off a field, so the Gemara says, Abanim shezazu makrisha. What happened? You had stones that were in the ground, but when you plowed them, it was the stone became dislodged because of the plowing. Oshi mukusin galo, or they were covered and now they became exposed. If the two stones that are amongst them can be only taken off if two people carry them, it's too heavy, too big for one person to carry. You got to go ahead and take all these stones. You got to go carry these stones. What's the idea of this? The Mishnah says again, which means in other words, we're not, the Marful is a chiddush. Mishnah says that the stones that were dislodged by the plow, you had a plow that removed the stones that were in the ground and the plowing over the field. Now dislodge them and remove them and expose them. It would be considered part of the Mishnah. Or the halacha of the Mafulda says, if you lose daz and el asino is there. Even if they're, they didn't, right now they're underground. But when you do plow this field, these stones are close enough to the surface that they will be dislodged. That's also considered something that we considered motor. And same thing, because the galut, they were covered over. Now they were the scala, they were exposed. They were in the ground, and now they became by themselves on shvias. That through rain, it was through rain, it became the ground softened, and these rocks now became uncovered. So even though it was covered when shvias started, the year shmita started, but it became uncovered naturally by the mud, by the rain, it became soft the ground and it shook loose. Then halacha is, in this case is, if two of the stones that are exposed are large stones that need two people to carry them, then halacha is, you know, you got to go take them. Because since we see that they're very large stones, everyone knows that you're not doing this for planting the field, but rather you're taking the stones away to use the stones. I really not look. I also shtay them. Since you could take away those large stones, you're allowed to go ahead and remove them. And the kiddush is that even though later on their plow is going to remove them later, even though now they're covered, but the large stones, the halacha you can. Mashm, that if there were small stones, you were not allowed to take them. Only the large stones that would require two people to take them, to carry them, that you'd be able to take away, because those are stones you could use, it's nikra, that you're using it for building, for construction. But however, if you're small stones that are left in that halacha, says the Marfulda, you would not be able to remove, because those things clearly could be there. You're doing it for the field itself. That's what Marfulda says, that would not be allowed to, Lashon HaPrei Moshe as well, the Ketanos Mizelo, that you would not be able to take. That is the first halacha of the ratio of the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues. What about Masakas Adeh? A person went ahead and cleared stones from his field. Knows how you don't do. Let it go ahead and take the upper stones. So Maniakas and the goes for hours. And you have to leave the ones that touch the ground that you can't remove. That you have to leave. The rocks that have touched the ground itself, you can't do. Why? Because the stones that are on top of those stones, no one's going to assume you're taking the field because it's just stones on top. You can use them to build. But not kosher, you're going to go ahead and doing it to clear the field. But the stones that are closer to the ground, that you can't do. Says the Ma'afut, that looks like you're taking the ones on the ground that you go masak in your field. That you wouldn't be able to do. But the fields that are on the top level, that halacha is we'd be allowed to do. And as Mishnah continues, if there's a hard rock or straw underneath them, I really could not do. They can be taken. Because again, if there's lying on things that are not good, the ground's no good, it's not going to help you to do anything here. It doesn't look, you see rocks anyway. So when a guy goes in and sees you taking off these top stones, but you see that they're underneath the stones or the ground is very hard, and the mamela, therefore, would be like a straw, would be something there, be left on the ground. It's clearly not, the ground is still not right to do anything with. Mamela, therefore, that would not be permitted. That would be allowed. Says the Pnei Moshe, Gag Zatro is small stones that are gathered in one plot. Or that the ground itself is hard, a straw, there's rock on the ground, the hard surface. Then you're allowed to take even those stones because it's not really Zriya anyway. Therefore, you're not taking it to prepare for plowing. Because no one's going to assume that everyone sees that the ground is still not even right by any measure for plowing. Therefore, we're not afraid you're doing anything. Therefore, look would be considered mutter to do. Mara explains, what's the luck of the ratio? When we say our luck is that stones that are going to go ahead, that a plow is going to dislodge, doesn't mean not only stones that are already dislodged previously before Shemitah, but stones that are large enough that are going to be dislodged when you plow in the future, yeah, because they're not in the ground, they're not really deep into the ground. They're going to, as soon as the plow goes over them, it's going to be removed. That even if you can do it later, the halacha would be, says the Marfulda before, and the Gemara has explained, what from the Gemara later, that would be considered, you're allowed to take them, because it's considered as if it's already removed, it's not considered part, no one's going to assume that this is part of what you're doing, playing the field, you're using for the field. It's the stones you're going to be using to build to some type of use of the stones. So the Gemara says, "We see. I'm a Yosi. The Mishnah itself is mashmadism. Yes, but kol akas v'yakas and masish shnayim v'shnayim. If you have two stones, and each one has to be carried by two people, really, you're allowed to go take it. Why you're allowed to go to remove those stones? The ones are large stones. Again, why not? Why are they different than the small stones? Here it is, because everyone sees that. People see that two people are going, two or three people going to carry these large stones." Because it's so big that you can't even carry it yourself. That's not preparing a field. That's preparing to remove the stones, the quarry, to go ahead and prepare the field. So the Mishnah Mashma itself, that halacha would be, that there would be the same thing. The plow removes it. These are things that need to be removed. Those things will be mutter to use the field. Right enough, you got to take them. even if a plow didn't do it yet, but it's going to do it later, the first time. And look, it says mashma in the Mishnah. The Bryce is telling you, I'm a Yossi, that the Mishnah itself is mashma, not like only the Amor, making this chilik, that it has to be the not only the chilik, goes soft over, then I'm saying on its own, that is only even later makrisha, but the Mishnah itself is mashma, that halacha, that I rate you not to be able to take them, would be permitted. So the Gemara said, that's the halacha of the Reisha. However, in the look of the Mishnah of the Sefer, Mama Yakbi Abmaluma, Shema Lakish, Zosa Merit, that we said, Osalaka Tsuros, Matok Sotokaveo, that way you're not to go ahead, you're not to take pebbles from your friend's field, Diamondakish, for your obvious bear, allow you. That's when the owner of the field goes ahead, weeds his field, removed grass that he didn't want, and now Yisraelayu, he put laces the grass on top of the red pebbles. In such a case, you see that he's not doing it. The aloka, since he's doing this, he's covering them over, he doesn't want the people to remove them. He doesn't want the pebbles to be removed. So therefore, in such a case, they see that aloka would be, that's why you're not allowed to remove them. Zakta Gemara, what does that mean? Says the Play Moshe, he removed the grass, weeds, and he put down these pebbles and put the thing on top, grass on top of them. Therefore, the aloka wants to be there. It's part of the thing that's going to remain there. He's not removing them. So therefore, by taking them away, he's not doing anything for the field. He doesn't even want you to remove them. Hadatam and Bikur, that's what we're going to say in the valley. You have a Horim, Midrash, and Mutter. The mountains are a place which is very rocky. Aloka, you let it go remove the pebbles. Vativo, Kash of Lay, the owner of the field, considers a fakir as a favor you're moving them from his field. He doesn't want them. It's worse. In other words, in places that are very soft, the ground, and you put the pebbles there and you put the grass on top of it, a person can come along and take those pebbles. Why? Because it shows that the guy wants it to be there. You're stealing from him. He wants those pebbles to make a foundation so he can plant the top of it. However, in places that are mountaintops or Betrushim or in very hot, where the terrains are very full of rock, therefore he doesn't want them. If I care, the best, it's too much stock, too much stone there. So doing the guy a favor, says the Mari Fulta, Gemulo Hutavloshula, you're doing the guy a favor. By removing these pebbles, you're doing a good favor. He wants to get rid of them. Had the robber look Tova next Shabbos, you're doing it the right thing. And if Aloka, you're allowed to remove them, and the pebbles are Aloka of Kosha Mishpat, you're allowed to go take them away because La Maisa, this is not taking from him. He doesn't want these things there. And if Aloka, you'd be allowed to remove them because it's bettering the person to remove the field, helping the person prepare the field for himself.